the big thing we're seeing with current immigration policies is the big fear in the Hispanic Latino community. We're seeing an increase of families just dropping out of government assistance programs, WIC, TANF, Medicaid, SNAP. They're even denying food pantries and food banks. They're more looking into seeking church organizations to avoid being a target to ICE. They see more of a sanctuary spot and have more trust in the churches than they do in any other organization.
I've heard from the WIC administrator in Colorado that they do not ask anything about immigration status when people are getting these benefits. Yet, there's obviously some type of underlying fear then that people will be turned over to the authorities or more easily found. I mean, what are you hearing, given that WIC itself doesn't actually ask about immigration status?
We're hearing a lot of stories. We're hearing a lot of word of mouth going around. Just neighbors and friends speaking to each other, just saying that it's going to increase the light, make them more of a target for ICE and for the immigration department to really shine a light on them and get them to either come in and report themselves or to start a way to proceed with the legal immigration actions to try to become a citizen. But what we do is we get a lot of calls and we see a lot of fear. They ask us for advice, but we don't give any legal advice. We just educate them and let them know their rights. We simply remind them that their citizen children are entitled to their rights and their government assistance programs, like WIC, Medicaid, SNAP. So we're more into educating the people when they call.
That's worth clarifying that many times undocumented immigrants, they're part of a mixed status family, often with children who are US-born citizens or who are naturalized citizens, and the kids are entitled to these benefits, but the parents now, because of fears of their own immigration status, aren't accessing the benefits that their kids are entitled to. Could you maybe expand a little bit more on that?
So what we're hearing a lot is these parents just want to drop out of the programs. They want to delete their names out of any kind of government data, and they're willing to give up Medicaid. They're willing to give up food benefits for their children that are a big part and take a big part in keeping our kids fed, keeping them healthy, giving them that access to food whenever their tummy gets an ache or whenever they get hungry. So that is it's going on a lot, and like I said, it's just a fear from the Latino community of not wanting to be in any kind of data or government system.
So what are your concerns as somebody who's working with an advocacy organization, Hunger Free Colorado? Your mission is to eradicate hunger and to help people access these programs that can help them get better nutrition. When we're seeing this happen, what are your ultimate concerns about where all of this is going?
Our main concerns are for the people to get their food. I mean, we're all entitled to have some food. We're all entitled as human beings to receive benefits and not be not going hungry. My main concern is just knowing that there's citizen children out there that don't have their benefits as far as Medicaid and food stamps. If they're to get hurt, my main concern is those immigrant parents not taking them into the ER or not getting them the nutritious food that they need. Those are my main concerns.